Vintage is possibly the most stressful time of year for vignerons. Decisions made day by day, such as which grapes to pick and when, can have implications for years to come. This season, the Hunter has been soaked with rain. That's not good news for ripening fruit, and physically getting on the vineyard to pick at the right time is difficult in the mud. For Pacolbin's Bruce Tyrrell, meticulous management practices throughout the year have helped limit the damage this harvest.
We're pedantic about our spray program. Absolutely rigid on it. And so anyone who's cut a corner on the spray program during the year, this year, growing season, has got problems. They've got bunch rot. So the berries are starting to go rotten. And if that happens, well, firstly, you lose your crop because they go rotten. But secondly, for whites, you can handle it. Get rid of most of that mold character. The one with red, where you've got to ferment with the skins, that means you're fermenting with the mold. And that character will stay in the wine and nobody will drink it.
In the Upper Hunter, rainfalls have also been heavy, but not as heavy as those further down the valley. Brett Keeping owns Two Rivers Vineyard near Denman. He's finished picking his white varieties.
There was a few challenges. Chardonnay was probably the biggest impact, really, with felt the biggest impact from the weather. Chardonnay's got very tight bunches, and so it didn't take much to really swell those berries up, and we got some splitting early, and so that can give you some real problems, you know. Chardonnay, fortunately, we were able to get quite a lot of our Chardonnay off before a lot of the rain, but all other varieties were pretty much unaffected for us. We were able to get in. All our Verdello came off nicely. It's got a lovely loose bunch structure, and so it coped with the wet weather really well. And even Semillon, we harvested the last of our Semillon the other night, and it's come off. Yeah, we're really happy with it. So, overall, plenty of challenges. That's farming.
We've heard, some reports, I guess looking more on the international market, about the oversupply. It's nothing new. Is that something that's playing on your mind as you're, looking forward to how you're going to sell this product?
Yeah, it always does. It has been an issue for the last few years, but I think in the last 12 months we've seen more positive signs in the wine industry than we have in a long time. The free trade agreements with countries like China and Korea and so on, that's all really positive news for Australia. We've just recorded some fantastic national export numbers, and that bodes well for the whole industry because that flows right back through to growers like us. And so with the dollar coming back, I think the signs we've seen in the last 12 months are as positive as they've been for 10 years. So, we're very hopeful that we're going to return to some sort of balance. And it's getting there. It's just taken a long time, this cycle. And, we seem to be on the right track now.
And while this vintage is not without its challenges, Bruce Tyrrell expects the Hunter to keep producing the high-quality whites it's famous for.
This is the best white wine-making area in Australia. Hunter Semillon is the best white in the country. No second questions. It lives, it develops, it's got wonderful, it's got all of those things and unique. So, and it's very, very rare. In fact, I don't remember ever writing off a white vintage. So, and a few times with red we've had to. But only once actually, 1961, 60 vintage. But all our white vineyard had been stripped by hail, so there was no grapes. But, we'll always make great white here no matter what the conditions are.